Welcome, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz, and welcome to KKNW Positive Choice Talk Radio and to the show Staging Life with Barb. This is Barb, as I said, and I'm on Whidbey Island in the beautiful sunshine in our glorious state of Washington, and I'm looking at the Olympic Mountains and also a huge Navy ship go by, and I have a feeling that they are coming back from being at Seafair this weekend, which is Seattle's big event during the summertime, and they have the hydroplane races, and the Blue Angels were in town, and they are so incredible performing, and a lot of the Navy ships go over to be a part of that as well. And so today on Whidbey Island, which is so beautiful, we see a lot of the ships come back that are going up to the Naval Station and Oak Harbor on Whidbey Island. And so hats off to the Navy and all their help, and I saw some submarines yesterday. So Benny is our in-house producer today, and Benny, how are you?
I'm wonderful, and it's a pleasure talking to you once again. I was in, like, I think a couple of weeks ago we briefly talked on, on another show, but it's always a pleasure to me for me to be here with you.
Well, it's a joy to have you, and you have a great voice.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
My mom says so, and she says I had a big mouth, she says use it. So I have.
My mother said the same thing, so I became a professional speaker.
There you go. See? Exactly. It all works out for everyone.
It does, and it's really a joy to share the hour with all of you, our listeners. Without you, we wouldn't be here. And so one of my goals is always to kick the week off to a good start, kiss it, I should say, gracefully, and to say welcome, everyone, to the show, and hope that your week has already gone a good way, with yesterday being Seafair in Seattle and wherever you are. Whether you're on the West Coast, the East Coast, listening online, driving in your car, listening at work or home, welcome to the show. You know, I like to always start with a motivational idea, and today is no exception. And I have two wonderful guests coming up that I have the joy of interviewing. And in just a minute, I'm going to be interviewing a very special accredited staging professional from the California, Northern California area. I hope I said that right. And I met her through one of my courses, and then it's going to be another wonderful joy to interview my very own dentist, and that is Dr. David Goodwin. And he does a lot of wonderful things in his practice, his work, and I'm going to ask him a lot of questions about cosmetic dental surgery. Maybe I said that wrong. And I haven't had that done yet. I go to see David for a lot of things, and recently had a Benny, I was here on the island and had a really bad tooth. I cracked it at a movie, you know, eating those candy-covered almonds.
Yeah, you know, you just can't steer away from those things.
I know, and I'm addicted in a way. And so I just cracked that baby in two. And so I was really happy to be here because David is a wonderful dentist, and so he took care of me right away. And I just have a lot of questions to ask him, as I do with Marta, our special guest, in a few minutes. But first, what I wanted to kick the week off with, or start the week, I should say, is write the script of your own life. Rehearse it in your mind, then go out and perform it to the best of your ability. And that's quote, end quote. And, you know, the show we entitled Staging Life because your life is like being on the stage. You're your own director, your own actor. You are the producer of your life. You pick the set, that's the house that you live in, henceforth staging to sell, staging to move in, or staging to live, because we set the stage of our own environment, and really setting the stage of our health, our diet, exercise, sleep, all of that, and so the parallels are a lot stronger than at first glance, and this week, I'll tell you, I'm in the throes of it, because Benny, we are moving from a cottage we have on Whidbey Island to more of a house on Whidbey Island. And so I'm in here in almost an empty room, and the movers are going back and forth. And I got boxes everywhere, and I've been moving during the week, and I gave a program in the Bay Area, which is my other home, last week. So Terry Lynn Fisher, an accredited staging professional master, and myself, I flew her up here, and we've been shopping for things for the new place and having a great time, and today the rubber met the road. So it's time today for the big move. So I said, everybody, you have to stop. Take a break. Go eat lunch. Do something because I'm going to do my radio show.
I'm sure they're all listening right now. And either that, they want to be on air as well.
Well, yeah.
All the movers are like, oh, my gosh, we're really talking to a radio host. She's on the air while we're moving.
Well, Well, you know, it's so interesting to see people's attitude. We have two movers that we did not know, and I'll say gentlemen, and one of them turned out to really be a gentleman, and the other one not so sure. And what happened was the young two came and they said, "We've never worked together." And this just shows you the power of attitude. And mm-hmm. the first young man just dug in and started helping, and the other one started getting upset at where my husband asked him to park the car, and then he drove over the side and made a hole in the ground.
Oh no.
And then he was really mad, and then he started swearing and carrying on, and then I called him sweetie, and he just hit the roof. And so it turns out later that I guess he's just gone through a divorce. And, you know, one of my principles is people are never upset for the reason they say,
mm-hmm.
which really rings true for all of us. And so the other man said, wow, you know, he's really needs some anger management. And I guess he's so upset about his former or his current divorce and former wife that he hasn't gotten over it yet. So that was an interesting twist as we started the day out. So I turned around and, you know, I'm moving mattresses and doing everything like everybody else. And so now we have my husband and Bob and this wonderful young man that did come, the gentleman this morning, and the other person just kind of disappeared, and we wish him well.
We do very much, and we're thankful for the other gentleman to be there.
Yeah, he's a real keeper, I can tell.
He's a keeper.
So I want to begin with, and that kind of tells us, too, that, you know, we write our own scripts as we set the stage every single day. And it is a little difficult sometimes when you're around someone that is not being very positive. And yet we have the power to control our feelings and thoughts and move ourselves to the next step so that we don't fall victim to that, because we don't want to play the victim. And so it's just a good practice and exercise. And Terry Lynn this morning said, as I introduce our guest, Marta, in a second, she said, you know, when that man left, you just felt the whole energy of the whole house change. Because when he was in the house, you could just feel the vibes because he was such an unhappy individual. So really interesting to see. So with that, and I know we'll have three commercial breaks during our show, Benny, and I flow with those, and we do those traditionally, you know, at the quarter past and at the bottom of the hour and a quarter of, and
you betcha.
Sometimes we're a little in and out with that, but we always bring them through because we love our sponsors. And before we do that, I want to introduce our first special guest, and that is Marta, and she's on the line.
Yep.
And Marta is an accredited staging professional. And Marta, how are you today?
I'm good. Hi, Barb. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, and it's so great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I love what you're talking about. I think it's fabulous.
Well, thank you, my dear. You know, we run into people sometimes anywhere, the grocery store, parking lot, or whatever. I guess that's how road rage happens. And it's just really interesting how, you know, it can at first cause a real damper, and then we've got to take control and bring it back for ourselves. So as we really move, and we are in the positive on Positive Choice Talk Radio, and it's a joy to have you here, tell everyone where you live and work.
I live in Alamo, California, which is in the Bay Area. It's about 40 minutes east of San Francisco, and I work out of my home, and primarily it's in the Danville, Alamo, San Ramon area.
And it's so beautiful there, and you're really in a wonderful area. Everyone in the Seattle area knows that would be kind of like the Bellevue kind of area of Seattle, perhaps. At least I see some analogies. And how long have you lived and worked there?
I've lived in Alamo for about 10 years, and I've recently started working in the last, I would say, 2 years, 2 to 3.
And tell everyone how we met. I know, but they don't.
I saw an advertisement for an accredited stager, and I had been doing a little bit of staging on my own, but not being accredited. And my interest was piqued, and so I had called her up and asked her about the course. And she gave me your website, and so I went on the website, and I was very, very intrigued at that point. And then I noticed that the class was coming up like within a week and a half, and it was in my area, Concord. And so I immediately called and signed up. There was room. And then so I went and I met you, and I just fell in love with you and your philosophies and your business plan, and everything that you have to offer as far as staging and as well as the way you live your life. I just think it's fabulous. Your attitudes just speak volumes.
Thank you so much. I tell you, we're in this together, and we mirror each other, and it's joyful for me to hear you say that, and I really want to reflect to you the same about my new experience with you. And someone listening that has not been in an environment like that, that maybe is in more of a negative environment, it is really our choice. And, you know, we can honor each other, and I really suggest we do that in our lives so that we really begin to appreciate even more of life itself and the beauty that we see in other people. And so the words I know coming from you are sincere. I know that. And the words from my soul to you are sincere, very sincere. And so that environment that we have in the course, and Benny, we haven't had the pleasure of having you in the Accredited Staging Professional course yet. It's for men and women, women and men, and it's really about staging your business and also staging your life. And because I think that our careers are so much a part of our world, I mean, we live our work, a lot of us, and there's almost like a quilt being woven, that the attitudes and the decisions that we make, we always have a choice. And for every choice, there's an action, and for every action, there is a reaction.
Absolutely.
And so tell everyone how long you were in the class. I mean, how many days?
I was in the class for 5 days.
And that means that you have completed the actual course for an accredited staging professional master. And Benny and those listening, and many of our ASPs do tune in, and I really appreciate all of you listening, whether you're listening to the radio in that way or you're listening online. We love you, and we are there to support you and everyone that we can help. And so there are 2-day courses for realtors and 2.5-day classes for decorators that want to, or people that want to start a staging business. And Marta chose to take the extended course, which is 5 days, to become what we call as a master. And now you have some requirements in the field. And do you remember what those are?
I will try to repeat them. I need to complete, I believe, 3 stagings and complete my career book. And was there one other thing?
That a girl. And then your feature page on StageTomes.com.
Yes, and the feature page.
And when everyone goes to StageTomes.com, they now see that we have houses there that are staged that are for sale. And so as you do your work, be sure you put them online on StageTomes.com. It's the only site in the world that features homes that are staged. Then people can see your work. And with your feature page, because it's like you have a website within StageTomes.com, then they can find out a lot about you. It's like your own website. And Benny, we're getting over 1 million hits a month.
We are. And actually, how about we take a little break?
Time for a commercial break.
Yeah,
Marta,
it is.
Now
absolutely.
You stay tuned, Marta. I'm not ready to say goodbye to you yet.
All right, I'll be here.
And everyone listening, do stay tuned and listen to our sponsors' messages as well. Without them, we couldn't be here with you. So you are listening to KKNW, 1150 AM on your dial. Positive Choice Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Oh, this is Barb Schwarz, and I'm so excited that you're listening today. You know, the week really begins and ends with me, with you listening to my show. It means so much to know that you're there. And I hope your week has started off on a bright note, and if not, we're going to turn that around and have it be a bright note during this hour. It is my joy to reintroduce my very special guest, Marta, who lives in Alamo, California, which is East Bay of the San Francisco Bay, and she is an accredited staging professional master. And Marta, it's a joy again to reintroduce you on the show. And thank you for the great things you said before the commercial about the course and the program, meaning the staging course. And I want to ask you some questions. Now, tell us, what attracts you? What do you love about staging homes?
I love the transformation of the home, first of all, taking it from just, you know, ho-hum to having a lot of good energy, good flow, to the fabulous faces of the owners when they come and they see what you've done and they appreciate, you know, how much better it looks, and it's just more workable for them. It's better function, and just the whole thing, the creative process, I guess, if you will.
Now, you know, some people in the public have been misled, and they've been told, oh, it just costs a fortune to stage your house. And you and I have some other feelings about that. And tell everyone, does it mean that it has to cost, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars or even tens of thousands?
Absolutely not. Most times you can work with what the client has and just rearrange, maybe pare down a little bit, remove a few things, add a few other little things, or just change them from room to room, and it will give it a whole new look, a whole new feel, with new energy and vibrancy, and that's all it takes.
You're right on the dime, and I love what you said about new energy. It is so amazing, isn't it, to take one item that has been in this room maybe for, I don't know, 5-6 years, and we put it in another room, and oh my gosh, it takes on a whole new life. And then we take something from the third room and put it in the first room, and then that takes on a new dimension. And as we do that, the day that you and I worked together, actually we had 2 days where we staged houses together, did we take anything in? Did we go out and buy things and bring them in?
Absolutely not. We just rearranged until we made it sing.
I love that. Until we made it sing. Benny, it really did sing. It had a wonderful,
I can't sing, but I wish I could.
It had a wonderful melody. We call that magic. And what is the name of your business?
Well, it's McClellan Design.
And how do people find you? How do they reach you? Now, one of the ways is to go to stagedhomes.com.
Exactly.
And everyone, that's STAGED, Staged Homes, HOMES.com. We're number one in the world with Yahoo and Google and the others as well. And so all you have to do is put in Marta's name, M-A-R-T-A, correct?
Yes.
And she will appear. I believe you are our only Marta out of 3,000 graduates. And so it's an honor to have you. And when you type in, listeners, M-A-R-T-A, you will find our special guest today. And what is the phone number that people could write down? And with your kind help, give it very slowly so everyone gets it down that wants to.
Okay. It's area code 925, and then the number is 838-2637.
So people listening in the East Bay Area or the Greater Bay Area could look you up on the Internet, or they could on stagedhomes.com, or they could call you at the number that you just gave, 925-838-2637, right?
Right.
And then you have the service of going and preparing people's homes for sale, which we call staging. And then people could also have you do that in their new home, right?
Exactly. In fact, I do get a lot of clients that are so pleased with what I've done to prepare their home for sale that they want my opinion when they move into their new home to help them organize and get everything looking nice.
Absolutely. I wish you were here with me today, actually. Because even, you know, the mother stager here, when you move to your own place, it's always great. Even though this is something I created in Bellevue back in the 70s. I've been doing this, Benny, for 32 years. It's still great, and I would love it if Marta were here for her talent and her eyes to see my things, because they're close to me, just like every homeowner is to them, in a whole new way.
Yes, sometimes it takes a different pair of eyes to see.
Absolutely. So I just am thrilled to have you enter the business, and you are a member also of the International Association of Home Staging Professionals, and that is the only association in the world for stagers, and you are an important member of that, and people will be able to see you on the International Association site of Home Staging Professionals as a member. And then for finding more about how you work, they can email you, which is usually what people do, or call, either way. And so I'm sure that you know some of the realtors, if not many, in your area. Is that true?
Yes.
And so you'll be working with the real estate agents as they introduce you, or clients can call you directly.
Exactly.
And what would you like to say before I say goodbye today, because I'd love to have you on again, what message would you want to impart to anyone listening about anything? It could be about going out and starting their own business, or how you feel additionally about staging, or what you feel your mission is in the staging industry. What would you like our listeners to know about you, of all things?
Gosh, I think one of the main things is attitude, and this goes along with what you were saying about positive energy, and I think the attitude that you have about yourself and that you convey to others, they pick up on it, and it reflects back to you, and that provides a good working relationship to where you both can go forward. And I can't stress enough how being willing to help others and impart information and share, you get so much back in doing that rather than maybe trying to hide your sources or covet you know, things that you know about something. And so I think that's probably what I would impart.
Well, that was beautiful.
Well put. Well said.
Thank you.
Awesome,
that's
beautiful.
Girl. And, you know, you're a joy to be around. I look forward to working with you actually for many years to come and to seeing you when I get back to the Bay Area. We're going to be on Whidbey Island for 5 weeks because this is the best weather of the year. And in addition to that, my daughter is here and our parents are in their 90s and the trainers are coming from stagestorms.com. We're going to have a trainer camp here. So it's going to be a very productive month and I'll be doing my show live out of the studios in Bellevue. And so, Marta, I want to thank you for your wonderful willingness to be a guest on Staging Life with Barb and your great attitude and your wonderful comments and what you contributed. Thank you so much.
Barb, I want to thank you so much. And I can't wait to see you again. So come home soon.
All right, girl. We'll be having an open house soon at the new office.
Okay, I'll
so
be there.
Please come.
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Thank you so much.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll
bye-bye.
Talk soon. Bye-bye. She's a winner, Benny.
She is.
She's a keeper.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, we're not throwing her back to the fishes.
No. And, you know, we have so many wonderful people come into our lives. We're really, really blessed, all of us, that are open to that.
Mm-hmm.
And before we go to our next commercial break, from now to the end of my show, mm-hmm. it is my distinct pleasure and joy to introduce my own teacher, who I love, and yet I think of him also as a friend. And I hope he doesn't mind my saying that. And we each, our families, he and his beautiful wife and his grandchildren, I think, come to visit, and his beautiful fur babies, because I have my fur babies too, and my husband, and he's taking care of our family, and that would be my dear dentist, Dr. David Goodwin, and I think he may be on the line.
He should be there, doctor.
Hi.
David,
nice to
talk how
to
are
you today,
you?
Barb?
Have you been listening to the show?
I did, and the energy that you and Marta created has inspired me to go back and restage my whole office.
This is good because, you know, I started to say when I was visiting with her and I wanted her to have as much airtime as possible that, you know, we stage everything. We stage our offices, we stage our homes, we stage our cars. And you do have such a beautifully staged office. You really do.
Well, that's very kind of you. It's a very comfortable place, as is Whidbey Island. It's a wonderful place to live and work.
How long have you? I know these things, but I want our listeners to know because we have a large listenership from the Whidbey Island area, not even counting, which is our biggest base, the Seattle Everett area. And I, you know, put a little ad and column in every week to listen to the show. So we have a number of people on the island that listen. And how long have you lived on Whidbey Island?
I've been on Whidbey Island 13 years now.
And where did you come from before?
Well, I'm a hometown boy of the Northwest and came from Seattle. And I graduated from dental school at the University of Washington and started my practice in Seattle and was there for 34 years and then decided I wanted a little less hectic lifestyle, and so moved to Whidbey Island. I commuted back to Seattle for 5 years and then opened the practice on Whidbey and have just loved it ever since.
Well, we love you, and I mean that sincerely. Life is short, I say, so I always say speak up, and that's what I'm doing. And that we love you and your practice. And Benny, it's so refreshing. You know, I love the Bay Area, too, and I know that Dr. Goodwin does, too. There are so many wonderful places in our very precious United States. And his office, I must say, Dr. Goodwin's office, and I also sometimes, if he doesn't mind, call him David, is just really, I think, a cut above, because I've been disappointed in some areas where I've seen the lack of staging of the office. You have, he has a waterfall wall in his office where the water moves from the top of the ceiling to the bottom.
That sounds quite refreshing.
Oh, it's wonderful.
I'll just get lost in it if I stare at it.
Yeah, it's true.
There's no little cave behind it, is there? You know, where there's always a little cave behind the wall.
A little swim-up place to sit.
Yeah, exactly.
You can actually see through it.
Oh.
Excuse
then,
me.
Then what's the purpose of having a cave in it so you can see on the other side? I'm over here.
And you know, it's they together, he and his wife, Christine, have just decorated or staged the office with beautiful colors. It's so clean you could eat off the floor, which means a lot to me because I recently needed to visit quickly a dentist in the Bay Area, and I'll just leave it at that. I won't say what town or name, and it wasn't that way. And so the environment that you have created, before we talk specifically about your ideas, and I know our listeners are very interested in those, I just really want to compliment you sincerely on the great work you've done.
Well, thank you very much. I do enjoy what I do. I enjoy doing it on Whidbey Island, and we, both Christine and I, have always had the philosophy that if you're going to be spending a great deal of your hours at one given place, it should be a place that's beautiful and rewards you as well as the patients who come, because we're there every single day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you love it, the patients are going to love it.
Well, we hope so.
And when you want to be there, then the patients are going to want to be there. So it is just such a joy to have you on the show. And before we go to break, because we're going to do that just in a second, and I just want to ask you now, how many children and grandchildren do you have?
Well, I have 4 children and 11 grandchildren, and they're range in ages from 6 to 42.
Can you name them all?
Amazing to me.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Can you name them all?
Yeah.
He'll do it at break. He's going to write them all down.
Don't ask me birthdays, okay? That's Christine's department.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there you go. Now, when we come back, Dr. Goodwin, tell us the name of one of the special services that you would like listeners to know about these days that you could help people with.
I'd be delighted.
What would be one, just to pique our curiosity?
Well, I think one of the major areas that I have worked in my career in dentistry is the fear factor. There is a great deal of fear of the dental procedure.
All right. Well, everyone listening, stay tuned, because when we come back from our special sponsor break, and listen to our sponsor's message too, because we need and love them, and Dr. David Goodwin is going to share with us about dealing with the fear factor. And you know, we used to say in life we're only limited by our imagination, and these days I don't think that's true. We're only limited by our fears. So this is Barb Schwarz. You're listening to Staging Life with Barb, KKNW 1150, AM on the dial, Positive Choice Talk Radio. You stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz, and I am so excited to reintroduce my very special guest, Dr. David Goodwin, who happens to be my very own dentist. And just before the break, David was talking about, Dr. David, that is, the fear factor. Now, tell us more about what you would say dealing with the fear factor.
Well, the fear factor is often ignored, and it's glossed over by terminology that says this is a fun office or a gentle dentistry is done here. But the reality is that people have a real fear, and we're very much in their personal space. I mean, you can't be much more in a person's personal space than in their head.
Yeah.
So
really,
we, over the years, I've noticed that experiences they've had as children even transcend into their adulthood.
Yeah.
And they have a very difficult time dealing with coming in for dentistry, and often have patients that have not come for 20 years.
Wow.
Well, lapses in time like that certainly don't do anything for your dental health, so that only makes it worse. So I've taken an approach that has been very successful for removing some of that fear, and would you like me just to go through some of the things?
Yes, as much as you'd like to share with us, and I do want to talk about one other category, and yet this with you, and yet this is very important. So do give us your thoughts on this.
Okay, I'll go through it quickly, but one of the things we feel that it's very important to establish a a personal relationship. We kind of think that when new patients come to us that they're joining our dental family, and certainly you want to treat your family well. So I want to give them a feeling that we are genuinely interested, that they can genuinely trust us, and that also that they still have a great deal of power in the decision making. Certainly they're not going to make the kind of dental decisions about what is best, but as far as their timing, their financial investment, that sort of thing, I want them to know that we are listening to what they have to say. And if we can gain their confidence, then we can go ahead and do great dentistry for them. And we have done things like hypnotherapy, which relaxes them. Also, we can take a very difficult dental experience and put a new ending on it. And that seems to relieve a lot of the stress of their future dental appointments. Once we've gained their confidence, we can also do that by certain drugs. We use nitrous oxide gases, which are a relaxing gas, and we also use some relaxing drugs that they just take orally. And these are very helpful to get through those initial appointments when they're really trying to find out who we are. Do we really back up what we say? Are we really concerned? And as they gain the confidence, then they relax. And it makes a win-win for both sides.
It's so true. I listen with great intensity because I happen to be one of the people that fits this category of being in a situation when I was younger where I was pushed into a wall and all my teeth kind of flew out of my mouth and upside down and lost a lot of blood. And in those days, I remember the dental situations being so traumatic and scary. And I remember the first time I came to see you, I was really scared. And I still, you know, I was really working to be relaxed, and yet at the same time, I had this history. And so with the environment that you provide, your staff is wonderful because of their calmness, their mannerisms. They held my hand. And you had a teddy bear, because even I'm 50-plus, I want to hold the teddy bear. So I'm holding the teddy bear. I held your hand. And over time, now this last time that I was in, do you remember, I didn't shake or anything.
No, you've come miles. And
I really have.
And really, don't you think it's just a matter of establishing trust?
That's because of you. That's why I've come to miles. Even, this is really important, Benny, because you're listening as well as our listeners, and I don't even feel the needle go in.
Well, that's good. That's comforting.
Well, it is, love, and nobody gives a shot in my mouth as well as Dr. David, because...
Well, we have the advantage, too, in dentistry right now of having some new techniques and some new materials and some new different type of thinking that really do make the visits easier no matter what dental office you're in. The dentistry is trying very hard to reach out to people and make it as pleasant as possible. So the techniques that are available have helped immensely also.
Now, I want to, before time slips away, because it goes so quickly, when we're doing this show, it's just like, boom, gone. It's amazing.
Like lightning.
And, yeah, it's like lightning. That's right. Benny's right. And you are located, as I know, I want our listeners to know, all of them, in Freeland. And that is Freeland, Washington, on Whidbey Island. And some of you listening, a lot of you are in Seattle, even Bellevue areas. Dr. David Goodwin is worth the trip. I'm not kidding you. To get on the ferry, it's only a 15-minute ferry ride, and to come over to the beautiful island, and even in the dental chair, I'm thinking of the two offices where I've had dental work done, I can see the island, the water, the mountains. It's so beautiful, and that, too, where you have your building and the way you've done it. And how do people reach you? One way, of course, is the telephone, and another way would be your website.
Yes.
Now, what is the website?
It's drdavidgoodwindds.com.
So it would be without any periods or anything, it would just be D-R-D-A-V-I-D, and we just keep going?
Right, just keep going.
So Dr. David Goodwin, G-O-O-D-W-I-N, you win with Dr. Goodwin, and D-D-S right after that without periods.
Correct.
So that would be, and there is no middle initial, is that right?
No, there isn't.
On the website.
No, on the website.
Because I know you do have a middle name, and yet on your card it says that. But on the website, it's Dr. David Goodwin, DDS, at Whidbey?
.com.
.com.
Right.
So that would be the website. Now, the phone number that's the best to call for someone to have a consultation or to come in for their first visit or cleaning or whatever would be the Whidbey Island number.
Yes, and that would be area code 360-331-6100.
And I want to repeat, and that's 360, which is our area code here on the island.
Correct.
And then 331, which tells you it's Freeland, and that's our prefix. And then 6100. And that's how you would talk to Dr. David and his wonderful staff. And your wife has an active role in the business, too, with the fact that she's helped create this wonderful environment. And I know that Christine's, I feel, her presence in such a positive way, whether she's there during the day or not. And you've even had, now I know some people might, but I love it because you even had, I like it when the dogs are there.
Well, that's right. We have this wonderful poodle, as you know, named Scarlett. She's sitting right next to me here. And she's a certified therapy dog. And she spends every Thursday working with Alzheimer's patients, but she also works with some of my patients who request a warm, fuzzy body next to them, and she just loves to be there. So
it's just another level of comfort that he
provides. Well, it is, and she loves it, and we love to have her there.
It's a movable pillow.
Yeah, she really is, and I know the day she was there and I was there, somebody called her and she didn't leave. She stayed right with me, and I thought, oh, she loves me. She's helping me. And I mean, that just makes such a difference. And there's another way to show your care. It's just really, really special. Now, I know that we have our last sponsor break, so everyone listen. And when we come back, I want to talk to Dr. David Goodwin, my dentist, about cosmetic surgery in our mouths because it can make a huge difference because our smile is so important. So this is Barb Schwarz. You're listening to Staging Life with Barb, and that is 11:50 a.m. on the dial. Put it in your buttons. Keep it there. And that's Positive Choice Talk Radio, and my show is every Monday from 2 to 3, and it's a joy to have you listening. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz and Staging Life with Barb. Thanks so much for listening today, and it is my joy to reintroduce my very own dentist, my very special guest, Dr. David Goodwin, and his practice is in Freeland, Washington. And in case you might not know where that is, that's on Whidbey Island, the one and only, a 15-minute ride on a ferry from Everett. And so I just hope that you're going to call up Dr. Goodwin, come see him. And I want to thank Martha for calling in. She called in a little bit ago to say how much she appreciates Dr. Goodwin. And so I want to pass that on to you. Isn't that neat she called?
Well, I think that's wonderful. Do I have to say that she's not related or anything?
That's true. She's not related. That's right.
That was very kind of her.
Well, you do such great work, and those of us that are a part of your practice as patients can really testify to that. And so I really appreciate you from the bottom of my heart as well as the bottom of my mouth so much. And I wanted to end the show with a segment about asking you about cosmetic surgery. I've had an injury in my mouth when I was younger, and it's something I've always thought about. What can you tell all of our listeners in the latest and greatest that you're excited about these days in cosmetic dentistry?
Well, I'm glad you asked about cosmetic dentistry because we in dentistry now have so many wonderful things we can do. I'm very, very excited about cosmetic dentistry. Dentistry has a history of being known as people who repair teeth, and we have gone way beyond that. And as evidenced by some of the TV shows and that sort of thing that do medical surgery and the extreme makeovers, there's always been a dental component of that. And I feel like the smile that is created is just the center of one's personality, and some of the things we can do are truly amazing.
Now, tell us what some of those things are, because to me, too, the smile is the one thing, no matter what color of our skin, the condition of our skin. I know I had a lot of acne when I was growing up and thought I'd be scarred for life. And yet my smile, nobody could take it away from me. If I open up my mouth, though, and my teeth weren't clean or they didn't look as good as they could, then even though I'm very sincere with my smile, I might not have as much self-esteem, or people looking at me might not react as the same as if I had the others. So what can be done these days in cosmetic dentistry?
Right, you're absolutely right, and there's some wonderful things that can be done. Let's start with veneers, which are porcelain coverings over the teeth that can change the color and the shape. And if one has spacings or chipped edges or fillings that are unattractive, we can put porcelain fronts on the teeth. And many times we can do this without actually having to drill on the tooth or even give shots.
Wow.
So that is a big, big factor and a tremendous, tremendous aesthetic change. And
people
just look at it and say, wow.
Now, before you tell us about the next one, what length of time does it take to achieve that average? Would it be two or three visits?
It's generally two visits,
okay.
And it's generally a period of time of about 2 weeks.
Okay. All right, great. Now, what's next?
Well, we have a wonderful procedure which has become state of the art, and that is called dental implants. And so when people have teeth that are missing, we can place a titanium implant. It's a titanium block in their jawbone, and we can attach a tooth to that. And the advantage here is you don't have to touch the teeth on either side. Particularly nice if it's a front tooth and you have maybe an auto accident or some type of traumatic injury, and we would have to put a bridge in that would involve other teeth. We can go in and just put a single tooth in and repair the whole thing.
Wow. And how long would that take average? That would take a little bit of work.
That's a little longer. That's a process that goes on for 5 to 6 months. But you're not in treatment that whole time, but there has to be time for the healing of the implant actually placed in the jawbone.
Okay.
But it's not as scary as it sounds, and
right.
It is a tremendous, tremendous result. And very strong. When it's done, it's as strong as your natural tooth was.
Awesome. And when you tell me that it is not as, you know, painful, and it's not like going in the hospital overnight or anything, I can tell all of our listeners that's true, because you speak the truth and you tell the patient, you don't mislead people, and you work in a gentle way to help them with the fear, and yet you always share the truth.
Yes, so, we always have to tell the truth, because the truth comes out no matter what.
No matter what, right.
And,
okay, now what else comes to your mind?
Well, we have just in the way of something a little less involved than dental implants are the new cosmetic fillings that we do, and those are tooth-colored, and this makes a tremendous difference. I think most of us have grown up and have the silver fillings in our mouth, and there's a controversy about the health factor of that, but there's no controversy about the aesthetic factor. And we can change old, dark, almost black silver fillings into tooth-colored fillings that absolutely blend in, look like you've never had a cavity in your life. And that's just standard of care now. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to do.
And so for some of us, it's getting that mercury out of our mouth.
Right. We are in that process, we are taking all the mercury out, and we're giving you back an incredibly white, wonderful smile.
That is so awesome, and I've had you do that on some of my teeth. And part of that was because I bit on nuts in the movie that cracked my teeth before you worked on them. And, like, before, and, you know, you hadn't even worked on the tooth, and I love those almond-covered candy things, or candy-covered almonds, and, boy, they have gotten me in trouble because, you know, as we get older, I suppose little hairline cracks come along.
Teeth get more brittle, and particularly if you've had large fillings placed, too, they're
bless
a little
me.
Weaker.
Yeah,
and so you
me.
Can get into trouble.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Because, and those were the days growing up in Kansas when it was not a fun experience at all going to the dentist and having those huge, big machines. It was very fearful, and now you've taken all that fear out with your beautiful office and your wonderful bedside manner, really, because we all have a bedside manner, even if we're in real estate or banking, cell phone sales, staging homes, working in an office, being a physician at the hospital or a doctor such as Dr. David Goodwin. And your bedside manner is so professional and so caring, and that comes through so much.
Hey, Barb. Oh, sorry, Doctor. We have about a minute and a half left.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and give us some good information from the doctor.
Well, you know, I'm really pleased to have had you on the show today. And I just really want to thank you, Dr. Goodwin, for the great ideas you've given us. I want to remind everybody that they can find you at Dr. David Goodwin, DDS, at WIDBY.com, which is your website. And the phone number again is 360-331-6100. And I loved hearing about the services that you shared with us and removing the fear and about the cosmetic dentistry. That is so exciting. And thank you, Dr. David, so much.
You're so welcome, Barbara. It was an absolute pleasure to talk to you this afternoon.
Well, we'll do it again because I know I'm going to get fan mail about you.
It's going to be good fan mail. You can read on your boat.
That's right. We're going to do it again. And
that sounds wonderful.
I want to leave everyone, thank you, with the idea that I started the show with today, and that is write the script of your own life. Rehearse it in your mind, and then go out and perform it to the best of your ability. You've been listening to Staging Life with Barb. This is Barb Schwarz. I wish you a fabulous, wonderful week. Please stay tuned. We'll talk next week. And thanks to my special guest, Marta, from Alamo, California, as an accredited staging professional, and Dr. David Goodwin with Dr. David Goodwin Dentistry in Freeland, Washington, on Whidbey Island. Make it a great week, everyone, and keep on making those positive choices. We'll talk next week. Until then, goodbye.